I'm excited because the Hall of Fame. I have a passion for Canton, Ohio. I have a passion for the Hall of Fame. Here in studio, I have pictures of Hall of Famers, like Deacon Jones right behind me. And Tom Flores is a longtime friend, a broadcast mentor to me, and I'm thrilled that we could have him on a Friday to talk about the Hall of Fame. Coach, thanks for a few minutes. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you, JT. Same thing to you and all the Raider Nation out there, because it's been a happy day and a half here since yesterday about this time when I got the news, and I haven't come down off that cloud yet. I'm just kind of sinking in. The reality is sinking in a little bit that I'm getting closer and closer, and perhaps this might be the time.
Coach, not only is it getting closer and closer, but the size of this fan base and social media and obviously what the Raiders are doing at Silver and Black Productions up in the Bay Area, the fans where I am in Nevada and the global Raider Nation have been pulling for you for such a long time. So now as you make the final 15 list, tell us what happened instantly for you and your wife and your family, your reaction as soon as you got the news.
Well, I got the news, and then I had to stay quiet until it went on the air at 3:00 yesterday, Pacific Coast time. And I knew a little bit, just a little bit before, not that much before. But so I watched the show and kind of giggling a little bit, kind of giddy a little bit, knowing what's going to happen. And but I was, I kept saying to my wife, I said, you know, I guess, shouldn't we call the kids? And nothing. I said, better not. I promised them I wouldn't tell anybody until they announced it. So we didn't do anything with the kids, but we were excited about it. And as soon as it happened, then the phone started ringing, and the texts and the emails. And then it was kind of surreal, really, because I've never gone through that before. I never made the final 25 before, and then make the final 15, and to be going to the Super Bowl to Atlanta, if you know, for the Super Bowl where they announce it, they want everybody to be there, and so it's sinking in now, and it's starting to get more exciting as the days progress. And this is gonna, JT, this is gonna be a long month. I've got a whole month to wait now. It's gonna go crazy.
Tom Flores joins us, and that's it, Coach. To be in Atlanta and to hopefully get to knock on the door with family and friends. I want to talk about this whole journey for you, and for the fans that know it, but the new fans that want to know more about it. Your 4 Super Bowl rings. People think of you as the 2-time head coach of the Raiders, as a Super Bowl head coach champion. But can you start off with your first Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs and how the journey began? Because you were the original quarterback of the Raiders in 1960, and then you moved around a little bit throughout your career, but I think that first Super Bowl really means something because it's a part of your journey and your journey of success.
Well, there was a lot of things about that first Super Bowl for me. It's the fact that that I was able to end up with a team that I knew well, because you got to realize there were only 8 teams most of the year. The 10 years of the American Football League, there were only 8. Most of those years were 8 teams. So we knew everybody well. We played each other in preseason. We played each other preseason twice in preseason sometimes. We played Denver one time, 4 times one year. And the players didn't move around, so they're basically the same players. So we got the chance to get to know them very well. So when I got traded to Buffalo, and I spent 2 years there, and then into my 3rd year, I was released, and ended up going to Kansas City when Lenny Dawson got hurt, and staying there throughout the rest of the year. And as we were heading for the Super Bowl and working on it, who do you think we played for the Super Bowl, for the championship game? The Raiders in Oakland. All my friends were there, and it was like a big family picnic, really. Because everybody was so familiar with each other, so it never. They made me feel right at home when I went there. And to win in the last year of the American Football League and to beat the NFL so overwhelmingly, and to be accepted there as a member of their family, it was very important, because I was one of 20 guys that made it through 10 years of the American Football League. Only 20 of us made it through all 10 years.
Tom Flores joins us. I think this is so important to the – entire body of work of your whole life, and especially that of as a football player, and then as an assistant in Super Bowl XI, the first Raider championship under John Madden. That's your second Super Bowl, and fans don't often talk about it enough. Talk about Mr. Davis, John Madden, and especially, Coach, the buildup and all the tough losses for the Raiders before finally punching the ticket in Super Bowl XI. You were a big part of that, and that's a big part of your legacy. Tell us a little bit about that time.
Well, I was came in as a coaching the receivers, and then took over the receivers and tight ends, and then eventually John had enough confidence in me to take over the quarterbacks. And basically, I was in charge of the passing game, and I was the guy up in the booth talking down to the sidelines, and I knew that's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be back in Oakland. I wanted to be in football. That was the team that I started with, and that was the team I never wanted to leave. So I had, that part had come true. And then every year that I was there, we were in the playoffs, and every year it seemed like we were losing to Pittsburgh or Miami. Those are the two. So the big three were Miami and Pittsburgh and the Raiders. And when we finally won, that was just a great time. I felt good, happy for John, because he was beginning to feel snake bit that he couldn't win the big game. And that was, they always think about, did he win the big game? Did he win the big game? And he finally got that thing off his back. And it was, he had a great career in doing so. And so that was my second Super Bowl. And it was equally as exciting because it was where I wanted to be. It was home.
Tom Flores joins us. Coach, I think what's so important about that is you're talking about being a former quarterback, a Super Bowl with Kansas City, now an assistant. As we tie it into today, where coaches are getting let go and they're on the hot seat, the amount of experience you had before you became a head coach, I'm sure that had everything to do with the success that you would have when you became a head coach. Can you talk about the leadership, what you learned in the backdrop, as you were learning under Al Davis and John Madden and all the great players that you coached that helped you transition into becoming a head coach?
Well, I got most of my professional learning was under Al Davis and his style of football. He had got a lot of his from Sid Gilman, and he used, his personal input. Everybody, you take somebody, you take what you've learned and what you like and what you feel good with, and then you improvise that and implement your own style with it. That's basically what he did. That's John was the same way. I was the same way. We all were under the same school, using our own personalities. John's personality was a lot different than mine, and he was great on game day and implementing the game plan and controlling the clock and all things of that nature. Plus, we had good players. And you have to realize, in those days, the players didn't move a lot. So we had same players most of the time. We'd maybe add a few every year, but not a whole overhaul like they do nowadays. And when I took over for John, I had been there since 1972. I took over in 79. Everybody knew me, so they knew. So it was an easy transition for me. It was an easy transition for them because we continued the same format, the same, I changed a few things about how we practiced, about how we bet, but the football was the same, and the teaching was the same, and the winning was the same. So it was not that as hard as it is nowadays. You come in, you have a new state, you bring in 20 guys, assistant coaches. I think I had five or six. It's an entirely different atmosphere nowadays.
Tom Flores is our guest. Super Bowl 15, your first as the head coach of the Silver and Black. And I don't think enough people understand the road as a wild card and take us on the journey of those memorable games. I'm talking legendary games just to get to the Super Bowl and then end up winning Super Bowl 15. The journey, Coach, is what jumps out at me. Tell us about it.
Well, that was probably our finest hour as far as how we did it and when we did it and the outcome, because during the early part of the year, Pastorini was starting, And it was only going to be a matter of time when we made the change because he was struggling. Unfortunately for him, he broke his leg, and Plunkett came in, and we dusted him off, all the dust and the rust, and he deserved to be playing and given a chance. And then we picked up Bobby Chandler from Buffalo. We picked up Burgess Owens from the Jets. We picked up Cedric Harmon from Hardman from the Niners. Upshaw and Shell were in their way, their late years. We brought back Raymond Chester. We put together a team. We still had enough great players like Ted Hendricks, Cliff Branch, to lead us. Matt Millen was a rookie.
Yes.
And Rod Martin was young, and we didn't really realize what we had at Rod Martin. Rod Martin we had cut about 3 or 4 times. We kept bringing him back. And it all meshed. At the end of the year, we were getting better and better and better. And then the chemistry was terrific. Even John Matuszak, the chemistry was great with John Matuszak, and he was a wild and crazy guy. So we had a lot of fun doing so, and we knew how to win. The organization knew how to win, and that was a big part of it.
Coach, let's get to Super Bowl 18 and the 12-4 season in 1983. I've talked to Matt Millen about it. He thought there were better teams that didn't get to the Super Bowl, and those teams were loaded in 82 and 83. The journey, once you got to the playoffs in that 83 season, and everybody remembered you already winning a Super Bowl a few years before that. How did you handle the pressure getting back with a 12-4 team navigating the postseason to a Super Bowl championship again?
Well, you got to realize that we did it in a different city. We were down in L.A. now, and I was living in a hotel, living at the airport, Hyatt, for 14 months I lived in a hotel. So it wasn't really a very glamorous entrance into the L.A. Atmosphere, the L.A. Society. So it was, work and go back to my room at the hotel. And play a game, and then my wife would fly back home, and daughter, and they were still living up north. My boys would go back to college, and I'd go back to my room. I said, this is really a glamorous life, I'm leading. But we were winning, and we had a good team, and we really had some good players. And when we picked up Mike Hayes, that solidified our defense. That made our defense, just so complete with Howie Long, Greg Townsend, Hendricks, Rod Martin, Lester Hayes, now the other corner, Mike Haynes.
Yeah.
Van Macker. Ray Guy. Do I need to mention any more names?
No, it's a list that continues to go on. And one other point with that, Coach, is it's incredible because you were there with Mr. Davis seeing a team that had an incredible brand in Oakland. And then a rabid fan base waiting for you in Los Angeles, and you are a part of building the global Raider Nation in L.A., which is really a big part of how big the Raiders are globally, is that L.A. fan base and delivering a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, we were really big there. The Hispanic population especially, they were huge there, and they really embraced us and embraced me. I didn't really realize how strong they were until we got there, and during the off season, when I had a chance to socialize a little bit more in the communities, and it just kept growing. LA is a hot spot for sports, and they like winners. And we gave them a winner right away. Right away, we gave our first year there. We were in the playoffs. Our second year there, we won a Super Bowl. So how good is that? And then we were in the playoffs after that. So we had a great success there. The legacies were left there, they'll be left in Oakland now when we leave to go to Las Vegas. It's just, that's the way it is. Unfortunate, that it has to happen that way, but that's the way it is.
Coach, finally, as the first Latino quarterback, the first Latino head coach to win a Super Bowl, all of those accomplishments, when you talk about your heritage, how important is that? Because I believe it's huge, and it's really important as we are an inclusive country and we're comfortable in the United States talking about our race and our heritage. And this is a big, big part of your backstory and your life and the Latino community and how those fans you talk about in L.A. and the Mexican fans and the Mexican-American fans and the global fans look at you for being a pioneer at the position and a head coach. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me. It didn't mean a lot when I was growing up. It didn't mean a lot when I was playing and coaching until later on when you have a little time to reflect, you realize I didn't have much time to do all that stuff before. Then you realize how big this has gotten and how important it is to the different people around the country, around the world. And then I think back, and it really makes me feel good that I've been part of that whole thing, gives me a warm feeling. I will leave a legacy, I guess. And if I can get by the next vote, then that'll put the dot on the I, and I'll be a Hall of Famer, and that would be terrific.
That's what we all hope for. Coach, I can't thank you enough for bringing me into your life when we're on the road and all the conversations we've had in the past. It's made me a better man. It's made me a better radio host. And I am pulling for you as much as every fan in this Raider Nation. This is a big priority for Mark Davis, the entire organization. And I'm going to do my part every day leading up to that final vote. And I wish you nothing but success. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes tonight.
Well, JT, you've been a good friend. You still are a good friend, and you fit the Raider Nation perfect. You fit the Raider organization perfect, and they have been. Mark has been terrific. Mark and Carol Davis and that whole group up there have done a marvelous job in getting my name out. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I'm really appreciative of that. And so. If it happens, we'll have a big party, JT.
I will be there. I'll be there with my wife, and I can't wait for it. Coach, God bless. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening with your family.
All right. Thanks, JT.